I will not attempt to list the specific achievements of the bank, but suffice it to say that the bank has remained at the forefront in developing and deepening the financial market in Ghana. And it's very important for us that you continue to fulfill this role. But significant challenges remain. These include lowering the cost of funds to ensure increased investment, weeding out unlicensed institutions to engender confidence in the financial system, protecting the integrity of our payment system, protecting the safety of deposits, and broadening and deepening access to banking to many of our rural population. A weak banking system undermines growth. And on this basis, the current weaknesses in our banking sector need to be addressed forcefully to minimize any adverse financial consequences to unsuspecting savers and their spillover effects on the economy. My understanding is that a roadmap for addressing banking sector weaknesses is being implemented. I urge you, as the nation's central bank, to remain committed to the process and to address the challenges confronting the banking sector. This will not only guarantee financial stability, but also promote greater confidence in that sector. Your most recent measures in intervening decisively over the matters of UT Bank and Capital Bank demonstrate your preparedness to act in a manner worthy of a responsible central bank, of a praiseworthy regulator. We, that is the government and the people of Ghana, have high hopes that the Bank of Ghana, given its experience and expertise, will roll out coherent monetary policies that will create the enabling environment for the rapid transformation of the Ghanaian economy. That is what we expect of the central bank. We are committed to the path of fiscal consolidation. We must do this so that the Bank of Ghana can concentrate on what it was set up to do. Persistent and excessive fiscal deficits get in the way of the bank's core mandate. To this end, we are committing by statute to ensure that the overall government fiscal deficit remains within a reasonable band of between 3-5% beginning in 2018. We are also working hard to find a solution to the huge energy sector-related debt exposures that threaten the stability of the country's banking.